Board of Supervisors will reconvene, and we're at item 7B, County Clerk.
Yes, this is an item that was discussed at the last meeting in May, or the, no, whenever it was.
June
4th.
Yeah.
Hold off and reschedule a personnel hearing, and this that was made, the motion was made for August 6th as well as the 7th. In the afternoon of the 6th, as well as the possibility of needing to continue the hearing into the morning of the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And the clerk would just like to clarify, by afternoon of the 6th, we're anticipating 1:30. I mean, that's what
that's
we
fine.
Used to do
yeah.
in the past, and then for the morning of the 7th, 9 a.m.
That's good.
If that works, if I could get a motion for that, it would be great.
I'm looking for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Who was the second? You. Okay, thank you. Alrighty, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsa?
Aye.
Thank you.
We'll recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as County Service Area 4. We're at item 8A. This is public comment. Is there any public comment? I'm sorry. Did I?
No, you're fine.
Okay. Any public comment in-house?
None online.
None online? Minute approval.
Just that I've received no corrections for
okay.
those.
And the motion?
Second.
Okay. Director Help? Director Chris?
Aye.
And Director Kopsev?
Aye. We'll adjourn as County Service Area 3 and reconvene with the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. We're at item 9A, County Clerk.
Okay. This is our Assessment Appeals Board. We have a 3-member board as well as 3 alternates. At this point, we have one scheduled vacancy, and that is a gentleman by the name of Brian Devlin. I did receive a letter from him stating that he will be probably moving from the area and not interested in continuing. And at this point, I've received no other applications or letters of interest if we could continue this.
Okay.
And hopefully we find somebody before next spring.
We have that long?
Well, typically we meet in the spring.
You should say until next month, and then we'll look at it again.
Be, well, and there are certain qualifications for to sit on the
Understood.
Board.
Understood. 10A, minute approval for June 4th.
Approved.
For BOS,
no changes.
No changes. Let's see. And a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. And let's see. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Cobson?
Aye.
Thank you.
I'm looking for the budget, so I don't bypass that. So we're at item 11, and this is for public hearings. Can we deal with the Williamson Act ones first? How do you want to deal with that? I just want to get it out of the way since we're not going to do anything. I know Supervisor Chris is going to recuse on Williamson Act contract.
Correct.
So let's do that and move on, because I think we're going to, there's only two of us left.
So
how do you want to do this?
You'll be opening the public hearing and continuing them for lack of a quorum to the next meeting.
Okay.
So even as he's recused,
there is
quorum,
a lack of a
they can
quorum,
still open.
So they'll be able to open and continue.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And I think we do want to open each one separately, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
do I need to go in and out each time?
No.
I'm going to do them. Get them all out of the way. So go ahead and we'll just make it easy here, I hope. So I'm going to open the public hearings on 11. Can I just name them all together or separately?
Let's do them one at a time. So let's
all right.
Start
so
with
on item 11
B,
and we'll continue that to the next meeting.
And
correct.
The next
July
meeting
July
is going to be July 2, 7-2.
Yep.
Thank
okay.
you.
And then I'm going to the next one.
Yes.
Okay. Then we're going to open the public hearing on 11C and continue that till July 2nd as well.
Thank you.
And on 11D, we'll open the public hearing and continue to July 2nd. And on 11E, if I'm not mistaken, that's also Williamson Act. No.
Mm-hmm.
E is,
but yeah. F is the different one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Am I good?
Yes.
E.
So did you, so you're opening E?
E, and continuing that to July 2nd as well. Okay? So with that, Supervisor Chris can come back, and we'll open the public hearing on 11A, which is the consideration of adoption of the fiscal year 2024-2025 recommended budget as presented.
Good afternoon.
Well, no,
good
morning.
We're still morning. Good job, Chair. Good in the morning. Good morning, Chairman, members of the board, Angela Davis, County Administrator. Today will be presented to you the fiscal year 24-25 recommended budget by Deputy CAO Sherry Lawson. But prior to her coming before you, I just wanted to give a brief overview of the budget process and why we are here. This is the recommended budget, which in essence is a spending plan for all county departments to ensure their county business operations can be sustained. And it's basically the best guesstimate that they have for anticipated revenue and for anticipated expenditures. So it is an incredibly important step in the budget process. However, the next step would be the year end, which is actually June 30th, which then we are able to see the actual expenditures and revenues for fiscal year 2023-2024. We then take that recommended and then the year end, and we are able then to present to you in September the adopted budget, which then is, again, it's more of a realization of where we are and where we're headed. So today, with the recommended budget, it is, like I stated, it's a very important process in the budget entirety. However, it is also something to keep in mind that it is our best guesstimates as to where we are and where we're headed, especially with the uncertainties of the state. So with that, I would like to have Deputy CAO Sherry Lawson come for you. And I do want to mention she did an incredibly fantastic, awesome, amazing, wonderful, incredible job with the budget this year. So with that, Sherry, take it away.
Good morning, Supervisor.
Good
Sherry
morning.
Lawson, Deputy County Administrator, here today to present our 2024-2025 recommended budget. I have to say this was the most challenging budget that I have done so far. Granted, it's only been 3 years for me, but getting to a balanced recommended budget was not a picnic. However, after hours of evaluation, many, many email exchanges, phone calls, and looking at spreadsheets until I was cross-eyed, I'm happy to present a balanced recommended budget to you today. The recommended budget presented to you today totals $422,529,570. This is an increase of less than 1% as compared to the 23-24 adopted budget. The fact that we were able to achieve this near cost-neutral budget really exemplifies our commitment to maintaining a responsible budget. I would go so far as to call this a win. It really is a testament that departments are paying attention to their costs, they're active participants in the process, and they are making a conscious effort to spend appropriately. Before I go into detail, I wanted to first thank Ali Kuzer for redesigning our budget binder this year. She did a beautiful job, so thank you, Ali. I want to express my gratitude to every single department for their efforts, but I specifically want to recognize the general fund departments. We knew going into this year it was going to be tough. We discussed with departments that this year was going to be tough. We asked departments to be mindful when they were creating their budgets, and most of them were. There were some departments who not only kept their budgets cost neutral, but reduced even further than we initially asked them to. So trust me when I say going back to departments and asking them to cut an additional 5% was hard. It was a big ask, particularly for those departments who have a small operating budget. Every single department was able to reduce somewhere. And while it may not have been 5%, it was something. And I applaud those departments who willingly dug deep, took a hard look at their expenses, and identified areas they could do without. Secondly, I would like to thank the auditor and her staff for their contributions. The accountant auditors reviewed budgets, balanced figures, and asked good questions of departments. But I especially wanted to recognize Jeff Hain. While he's relatively new to the process, he was engaged, he provided excellent insight, and expressed his eagerness to learn the process and be fully involved. I depended on him quite a bit through the budget process, and I'm thankful for that. I look forward to working with him in future years. I want to thank our county administrator, Angela Davis. Year after year, her guidance and leadership have been a driving factor in ensuring this county is successful in its fiscal responsibility. She supports our employees and helps ensure our continued and sustained operations. And lastly, I would like to thank you, Board, for trusting our staff with this important job. I value your support. Okay, so let's get into it. I'm going to speak almost exclusively about the general fund, but I will say quickly that almost all of our non-general funds are projected to end of the year with a positive fund balance. I'm making it my personal goal this year, this next year, to push departments to close funds that are no longer needed and to reconcile those funds that are operating in a deficit. Often I've found the reconciliation and journal corrections are all it takes to get those fund balances back to positive, and it's just a process of submitting those corrections to the auditor's office and getting them taken care of. All in all, most of our non-general funds are healthy. New this year, we created an in-house janitorial department, and we brought our IT services in-house as well. We anticipate these two new departments to be near cost neutral because we are letting current contracts expire, and we are then taking those dollars and reallocating them to our own staff. We're very excited that we have the opportunity to do that. So getting to a balanced budget, it was a little painful this year, but as I said before, we knew coming into it that it was going to be tough. After the budgets were turned in, the initial general fund analysis was complete, and we were in an $8 million deficit. So, to address this, just as we did this fiscal year, we removed funding from vacant positions, which brought the deficit down to $4.8 million, and this was about a $3.1 million reduction. In addition to this, we also placed general fund personnel requests on hold to be re-reviewed and adopted. The only exception to this were some range adjustments to address compaction issues and a new position being funded by the opioid litigation settlement funding, so that was a cost-neutral action to the general fund. After these moves, we asked departments to reduce their budget by 5%, which would have equated to another $2.1 million reduction to the general fund. However, not all departments were able to reach that 5% benchmark, but we were still able to reduce another $1.5 million. After cleanup items, reconciliation, and other adjustments, the final deficit came out to $3.2 million. Rather than going back to departments and asking them to make additional cuts, we chose to use one-time funding to balance the general fund. Looking down the road a few more years, I think it's crucial that we continue to spend our dollars wisely. We are relying on one-time funding to balance the budget, which works right now, but it's not an infinite source of funding, and it's not a viable long-term solution. We are being challenged with more and more litigation matters, and those costs have a direct impact on the county's budget. It's something we need to be aware of and cautious of. We should continue to evaluate tasks performed by outside providers that could be done in-house, pursue outside funding sources, evaluate fee schedules for potential increases to generate more revenue, prioritize core functions, and look at canceling non-essential functions. And as much as I caution, I will say that we have been affecting change and we need to continue to do so in order to maintain a responsible budget. If we can continue on this track, and when I say that, I mean keep expenses down while allowing revenues to steadily grow, continue to prioritize spending, the budget will smooth out and we will get to a place where the budget is steady and there will no longer be a need to utilize one-time funds in order to support the general fund. All in all, I genuinely believe that we are in a good place with the budget. We continue to really scrutinize departments' budgets, look closely at their spending, evaluate their asks for the new year, and make strategic decisions on what we can and cannot include in their budgets. And even though we want to give all the departments all the things all the time, we are just simply not in a place where we can do that. I wanted to keep this brief, so that is all I have to say for now. So I will turn it back over to you, Board, for any questions.
Okay. Question, Supervisor Powell, anything?
Just one. On employee costs, the CalPERS and health insurance plan, what percentage did that go up this year? 2 ago?
I looked at CalPERS not too long ago, and it depends. There's classic, there's PEPRA safety.
Yeah, well, there's an average.
Correct. Angela Davis County Administrator, those, we don't receive the actual increase until after this budget is presented to the board. So we receive that in the next couple months, actually. That we actually receive that formal, your increase in cost.
Oh, state wait to see how much money we have.
Yes, exactly. That percentage of increase, yes.
All right.
But we always anticipate like a double digit increase.
No, I like, thank you. Excellent job, and to your whole team, all of you. The longer I stay on the board, the less painful budget becomes. So
that's
one improvement over the years. So I appreciate the work. It was painful 9 years ago.
Supervisor Chris?
Thank you. And this is something that's worked on not just today, but just not just prep work done for today's board meeting. This is something the board and staff and everyone works on throughout the entire year. We're already working on next year's. So the work's being done, those sorts of aspects. One of the goals I had is I didn't want to hire and fire. The commentary on this. I didn't want to hire people and then fire, and hire and then fire, and hire and then fire. It's a sacrifice to work in public service. And so being able to retain the job security gets that high quality of employees to come in because they know there'll be a job next year or a high good chance of it rather than the hire and fire phase that I've seen counterparts in other counties and states have to go through. Like I said, this is something we work on. The essential services are funded. And I like what you're talking about the leveling out the core functions and providing those. I'm not expanding into something that might be popular for a little while and then have to fill that gap later on. I'm going to stop there because I think it's all been said throughout the year.
I don't know if I can add much other than it used to be a 4 to 6 hour ordeal. And having binders like that we're all flipping through. So, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for not making me do that.
Just for even the public that may be here, the $422 million, what part of, how much is the general fund of that?
The general fund is approximately $72 million of that, but that includes revenues and expenditures.
Okay, thank you. All right. So with that, I'm looking for some action, I think, on a recommended motion.
I will make that motion.
I'll second. I have a second.
Okay. All righty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopczak?
Aye. Wait a minute. I didn't go through the protocol.
Oh.
Yes.
So I got to back up, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah. Got two. See what happens when everything is efficient? So presentation of any correspondence.
The clerk's office has received no correspondence.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Seeing none. Proponents' arguments or evidence. Anyone online?
None.
None in house. Opponents' arguments and or evidence. Anyone online? Anyone in-house? Public comment. Anyone in-house? Anyone online?
None.
Seeing none both there. There's no rebuttal by the proponents. No rebuttal. We'll close the hearing. We bring it back to the board.
Motion again.
Okay.
Recommended motion and
sure. Supervisor Chris. Okay. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
I'll be aye.
And Supervisor Kopczak.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, are we okay yet? Keep going, all right. We're at item 11F, open the public hearing for Community Development Planning Division, public hearing re-presentation of existing conditions background report for Siskiyou County 2050 General Plan update. Good morning, Haley.
Good Good morning, Board. Haley Ling, Planning Director. So as part of the general plan update process, we have the existing conditions report. It's been out for about a month for public review, so I thought this would be a good time to come forward and just provide you all with a high-level update of where we're at in the process and describe the existing conditions report in a little detail. Next slide. Next slide.
Next slide.
Okay, so where have we been? So we have completed the project initiation phase, which included a kickoff meeting and a county tour with the consultant team. We designed a project logo, a project website, business cards, and a newsletter. There was also a project status memo that was distributed, as well as that first Board of Supervisors Planning Commission study session that you were all in attendance for, as well as our first TAC meeting, which included department heads within the county. Next slide. The existing conditions backup report. So the draft is out now, which also included, to get to a draft of the existing conditions background report, we also had a second TAC meeting. Some project status memos were distributed, and we went live with the public review draft background report. We also presented this item to the Planning Commission last month, and the Planning Commission, we pretty much went through the entire document sentence by sentence. There was a lot of good feedback from the Commission, regarding some data sets that they wanted clarified, a lot of just massaging of language and just making certain information very clear to the public. And so the edits that we've received so far for the Commission, the consultant team is, working on updating the document. So the background report that was, is presented to you all today is, still the public version of the draft version, and we're still working through those edits. Next slide. Where are we going? So last week we had a few community workshops. We had one in Gazelle, one in Doris, one in McLeod, one in Dunsmuir, and one out in Fort Jones. We have another one this week in Happy Camp on the 20th. The workshops were somewhat attended. In Doris, there were some folks that showed up, actually. there was seven, I think, right, was our number.
I just have to comment. For all of the comments that we get about not updating the general plan over the years that I've been on the board, and here we are doing it, I expected far more public input at what you provided. It's kind of disappointing.
Sure, understood and totally agree. I met with the consultant team for our weekly update yesterday, and we were trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to garnish participation? Because we do want to hear from the public on, what do you guys want?
Yeah.
And so we will be putting those exercises online on the website so folks can digitally participate. We're, thinking about doing another round and try to, continue working with the PIO and to get more people out there. So we're working through that.
Go ahead.
Yes.
In regards to attendance, these sorts of things. I understand you're gonna do a second or a third round as well, at least with county staff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It would be a county driven thing. It's just not, in the budget for what we have with this entire process. So, we're just looking at other avenues to
feedback from folks. Say Doris again or Dunsmuir again down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a year from now or 6 months? Or
no, it would probably be within the next month or two to try to keep with the schedule. With this next phase, there's going to be, for example, Planning Commission Board of Supervisors study session to discuss visioning and goal setting and policies and what you all would want to see. So we'd want that feedback before that meeting is slated or around that time frame. So once that's all complete, then we'll go on to the next phase of zoning code updates and things in more detail. So it would, the turnaround is going to be pretty quick within the next 2 months, I'd say.
I know with outline communities, we have an expert PIO, which is wonderful. Outline communities, of course, whether it be a service district or a city, the city Hall is a great spot for flyers.
Sure, yes.
And a great spot having their buy-in, not buy-in, but they're annoyed about it, city managers or city clerks. And then post offices. Walking in the post office, all those, whether it be Two Lake, Butte Valley, Montague, McLeod, and Fort Rose, and most people go to that mailbox.
Absolutely.
They see that flyer.
Supervisor Chris, we're real happy you're getting people out over there. Because we're not.
Can we make Scott Valley after hay season?
I know, right? And then that's the thing with timing, right? Is all of the ranching community is super busy
two of us
right now.
Gazelle, and that was
two
myself and Elizabeth.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Rick and I.
Yeah. Well, I think there was one gentleman that showed up, right? And
yeah, they just got off work and wanted to cross the street.
I thought you posted the cookies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good.
You know, the city halls, the only argument you'll get is that once you do something, it's just human nature. People say, well, I didn't know about it.
Sure.
So you want to do everything you can to make this notice spot. Maybe we did this, we did this. You know, you already did all that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Understood. Thank you for the feedback. And to carry on with this, we're heading into visioning and guiding principles for this next set for the general plan. And so, again, trying to garnish some feedback from folks is really, really important. The consultant team will be working on another newsletter, another project update, and things of that nature. Next slide. So additional phases. So, as I mentioned, the zoning code revision, that's a big bulk of this project. It's a big, bulk of the budget of this project. And so that's where, a lot of the work is going to be done. And in addition, the general plan preparation of the elements that will be updated and modified. Next slide. The environmental impact report, that's also something we're gearing up for. And then the final documents and adoption, which, we're slated for early next year. And for members of the public, comments can be accepted, on anything related to the general plan that we're working on up until the day we adopt it, right? So this is a very fluid process. Feedback is always welcome up until the adoption date. Next slide. So the existing conditions background report. Next slide. So the purpose of the background report, there's two main purposes. So one is to summarize current trends and conditions in Siskiyou County. So this establishes a context for the vision and the guiding principles in the general plan policy document. And most importantly, it informs the environmental impact report. So this background report serves as the environmental setting section of the EIR. Next slide. And so there are multiple chapters of the background report, and so I'm just going to briefly highlight all of the contents and everything that are within each chapter. So the land use chapter provides an overview of the existing land use and development within the county. So it discusses planning areas, census designated places, the functions of LAFCO, existing land use categories, existing general plan land use designations, existing zoning, spheres of influence, surrounding county general plans, regional plans, and disadvantaged unincorporated communities. Next slide. There is a section regarding population, employment, and housing, which summarizes demographic, employment, and housing characteristics in Siskiyou County, specifically population, demographic, and household trends, existing economic and fiscal conditions, housing data, and other population and employment projections. Next slide. There is an economic and market analysis chapter, which is an overview of potential growth industries as well as more specific market studies for retail, office, industrial, and hospitality land uses. So it discusses the housing market, industry growth trends, population growth industries, and commercial, industrial, and hospitality land use demand forecasts. Next slide. There is a circulation and transportation chapter which summarizes transportation and mobility trends within Siskiyou County. So that includes roadway and functional classification systems, VMT trends, transit service, rail transportation and goods movement, active transportation facilities and services, aviation transportation facilities and services, and transportation system management. Next slide. Biological resources, so that chapter summarizes ag, bio, open space, scenic, mineral, and forestry resources. So that includes you know, ag, soils, and water, biological resources, special status, and endangered species, open space and conservation, scenic resources and recreation, mineral resources, and forestry resources. Next slide. There's also a cultural resources chapter summarizing the cultural and paleontological setting and known resources within Siskiyou County. So that includes prehistoric setting, ethnographic setting, historic setting, known tribal resources, known cultural resources, paleontological setting, and known paleontological resources. Next slide. There is a public facilities, services, and infrastructure chapter, which highlights you know, the number of public facilities, services, and infrastructure within the county. So that includes wastewater collection and treatment, storm drainage and flood protection, solid and hazardous waste disposal and recycling, utilities, law enforcement, fire protection, emergency services, healthcare, schools and childcare, other county services, and parks and recreation. Next slide. There is a safety and hazards chapter which describes the existing public health and safety issues and concerns relevant to the planning process. So that includes emergency preparedness, response, and recovery, seismic and geologic hazards, severe weather, drought, rock falls and avalanches, flood and dam hazards, fire hazards, hazardous materials, noise, air quality, greenhouse gas, and climate change effects and impacts. Next slide. So this is the last chapter, the hydrology and water quality chapter. So it describes the geographic and regulatory setting for hydrology and water quality. So that includes includes topic and data related to water resources and reliability, water quality, water suppliers, treatment and delivery, water conservation measures, groundwater sustainability plans, and water management. Next slide. So as I mentioned, this is the public review draft. Oh, could you go back to that slide for hydro?
Yeah, on the groundwater sustainability plan, will this incorporate the plan into the general plan?
Well, so it just describes them. So it doesn't, we won't be like, for example, attaching the GS, you know, the plans to the general plan. It's just discussing that we have them, what they are, what the area is focused.
I'm just concerned if you change those in the future, which they're subject to change, then would that open the general
correct. Plan? Yeah, that's a good point, and that's not what will be occurring. We're just referencing it for the chapter, you know, for information.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a similar question on the fire protection districts.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a municipal service review taking place right now.
Yes.
We'll get into that.
Right.
Does that incorporate into this, or is the fire protection district just a background?
It's just background information similarly to the groundwater plans, you know, just providing information for that, and, you know, because it's important for the EIR and the environmental setting related to that. Yep. And so, as mentioned, this is the public review draft. So the comment period ends on the 30th, June 30th. It's been out for about a month. But to be frank, folks, you know, if they're late to reviewing this or commenting on it, we will still accept comments because, again, you know, this document's going to be used for the EIR, which will start in the fall. So, you know, folks could, you know, happily comment up until that point. And we
Are you
have
getting a lot of comments yet?
We've received a few.
Yeah.
From.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are curious flyers.
Yes. So, yeah, just really a few comments from one individual. Other than that, no. There was a few that provided comment during the Planning Commission meeting. Like I said, we had a ton of great feedback from the commissioners. But okay. So that summarizes those comments. And let's see. Yeah, so the draft is available on our website, Siskiyou2050.com. You know, folks can submit comments digitally through that. They could also email myself. They could email, you know, we have a general plan email associated with our county email system. Folks can mail in comments, call and provide comments, so we'll accept them in any way. Next slide. Community vision and guiding principles. Next slide. So, as mentioned, we had a set of workshops slated, and we have one on the 20th in Happy Camp. To try to, you know, garner feedback from the community. Next slide. And I will highlight our next steps if I hadn't covered it already. So next steps would be to complete the workshops and then, you know, potentially run another set of workshops this summer. We will be working, you know, the consultant team will be working on facilitating another TAC meeting and facilitating the upcoming Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors meeting to discuss, you know, community visioning and guiding principles. So that is all I have for you all this morning. That concludes my comments. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you.
Yep.
Presentation of correspondence.
Nothing at the clerk's level.
Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Anyone online?
None online.
None online? Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
None online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Online?
None online.
None on both. Public comment. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
None online.
Nothing there. There's no rebuttal by proponents. No rebuttal by opponents. And we can close this hearing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back to the board. Any discussion? And if not, well, there's no action on this, right? We're just...
Right, more of an FYI.
That's it.
No action.
Okay.
Could you have a hard copy of the PowerPoint for me?
I did, but I printed out the old one from the Planning Commission, so I'll print that out and give it to
you. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay. So with that, we are going to, well, I guess board and staff reports. Anything on staff? Any board reports?
Yeah. So last week, I accompanied Vanessa Audette on a tour of my district. Vanessa's one of the candidates for the Assembly District. I met for a couple of hours with a researcher from France last week, who is a PhD, who's doing research on Sigma and the Sigma process and its interaction with the public. Kind of an interesting interview, hard to get through the accent, but he was pretty naive about groundwater in Scott Valley. So it was an interesting conversation with him, and he's working in conjunction with Dr. Carter doing some research. I attended the general plan update in Fort Jones. Me and I did a lot of discussion about the building department at the time. Me and I were there as well as one person from the public. And I don't know how to get the word out either, but with all the talk about, you know, Scott Valley plan, that always comes up every time we have any kind of preliminary issue, you would think there'd be some interest in Scott Valley. Everybody was busy. And then on Thursday last week, I spoke to the Republican Women's Luncheon in Montague, topics of fire suppression on public lands and what I've observed in the last 5-6 years by those agencies. And CAL FIRE was there and presented the new Code Red version app. And I escapes me right now.
Ready
to
skew alerts.
I can't find it.
Ready to skew alerts.
Okay. And everybody, it's really easy. There's a QR code on the thing, on the poster. Just hit it and boom, the picture right there. Sign up pretty quick. That's enough.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Yes, attended meetings on the Lost River watershed and then a separate meeting on the Lower Klamath watershed. Some working groups, NorCal RC&D met, and then North Coast Resource Partnership had a wildfire resiliency workshop. They'll be bringing one over to Siskiyou County in the future here. And this was the first kickoff. It was a goal of subjects that's been discussed here enough anyways, but connecting those resources. So I missed the in the workshop where the cloud endorsed, because so they dropped the attendance down by a third, but that's because I was over there at the North Coast meetings over there, and that's it for me.
Attended the County Fish and Game Commission meeting in Lake Shastina. Attended the California Deer Association event that they had in Mount Shasta. Attended the Local Transportation Commission meeting. Was at the General Plan Workshop meeting in Gazelle. Forget about downtown Gazelle on any night down there, right? And there's plenty of room to park and everything. I pulled up and went, I texted Elizabeth saying, is it here at the Grange Hall? Because there was nobody there. And also attended in, for Father's Day over the weekend, the Shasta Mountain Archers had a archery tournament. They had some 300 attendees from all over, up as far as Washington, this, you know, Arizona, and that, for a 3D archery shoot at the ski park, which was kind of unique. So with that, we are going to go into closed session.